The State Services Commission has been investigating after staff were made redundant after making their boss aware of Harrison's behaviour. Now, while the Commission found Harrison didn't have a say in their redundancies, it does say the staff suffered undue hurt and humiliation. Harrison was jailed for 3 years and 7 months in February for defrauding the ministry of some $725,000. Well, Don McKinnon is a partner at SBM Legal. Hi, Don.
Evening, Rachel.
How were these whistleblowers treated, do you think?
Well, fairly appallingly. I mean, that's been made clear by the State Service Commission, and I think anybody following the case would understand just how badly they were dealt with.
What case do you think they have for compensation then, or a personal grievance case?
Well, I think really strong. I think, though, that's been accepted by the State Service Commission, and indeed that looks like they're going to offer compensation. I mean, important to note, I think, that the Commission has found that the redundancies, the four people that were made redundant, that redundancy was actually justified. It was a cost-saving measure relating to some new technology being introduced. So Ms. Harrison's sort of role in that appeared to be that she brought that timing forward, so it's been found, by several months. So at the very least, they'd be entitled to be compensated for the lost wages over that period where the timing's been brought forward. But also, you would certainly think some compensation for the humiliation, for the distress that they've clearly been put through.
And then you question what impact this has on others who may be considering making information public where they think it's in, you know, the public interest. I mean, there are a number of aspects to whistleblowing, aren't there? There are various routes you can go down.
Yeah, 100%. And I think, you know, it's really important. You know, I mean, New Zealand has a remarkably strong record in terms of the low levels of corruption. I think Transparency International rated, you know, us one of the least corrupt countries in the world. And it's incredibly important for the country that has continued. And so I think it's really important employees understand that, one, they have a far more formal route to go down. I mean, when you see wrongdoing in your workplace, you can dob in your boss, you can dob in an employee, and you can work through a normal employment process. Or particularly if you work in a public entity, you can go down a very formal protected disclosure path. Now, the individuals in this case went down the more informal approach, and you know, ultimately they have been found to be vindicated, but they've certainly suffered on the way.
Indeed. Don McKinnon from SBM Legal.